Was he someone who was popular within the broader South Asian diaspora before he became the prime minister?
I wouldn't suggest that he was uniquely popular or inspirational to South Asians in the diaspora, whether it's in Britain or elsewhere. Of course, Britain has quite a few politicians on both sides of the aisle in terms of its politics who are of South Asian descent. If you look at Sadiq Khan, the twice-elected mayor of London, he is of Muslim Pakistani origin, and there's a whole other list of these sorts of figures. Sunak, of course, also has only come to power in an incredibly, what you could say, is a pretty undemocratic process. This is an internal Tory party process of selection that elevated him to the leadership post of the party and therefore made him prime minister. He was not somebody who has been elected by the British public in any meaningful way, nor is he somebody who sort of banked, you know, countless votes from people of South Asian descent.
You mentioned he's in the Tory party. He's a conservative. Where does he land on the political spectrum?
His current pitch, as far as we can tell, is that he is a bit less ideological and a bit more sober-minded than his recent predecessor, Liz Truss. He's somebody who is preaching a kind of much more guarded approach to fixing the tremendous economic travails facing Britain. We'll see where that goes. He is a laissez-faire conservative. He was somebody who was sympathetic to the project of Brexit, that is breaking the UK free from the European Union.
Despite the challenges, in the long term, I believe the agility, flexibility and freedom provided by Brexit would be more valuable in a 21st century global economy than just proximity to a market.
He's somebody who has a vision of Britain that is very much in keeping with the kind of union-busting neoliberal project associated with, say, somebody like Margaret Thatcher.
I were to ask you, who's been the best ever leader of the Conservative and why, Conservative Party and why, who would you pick?
Probably Margaret Thatcher.
Why?
Why? Because she delivered multiple election victories and changed this country for the better.
And he will now take the mantles of the what's left of this rather tattered Tory project of Brexit and try to pitch a future for Britain where there's less regulation, where there's greater growth. And we'll see how he goes. I think a lot of analysts expect that he has his work cut out for him.